You know, you... Something that... Say, if you wanted to buy, say, 45 or 50 pounds of lard, what would that used to come in?
Large stand.
How big was the stand?
Well, it is about that high.
About 3?
About feet? Two foot high. And about... Oh, it wasn't as big around that stove.
Uh-huh.
It then hold about 50 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Lard.
Did you talk about molasses coming in stands? Or did just lard come in stands?
Well, it's just I've had them in lard stands.
Mm-hmm.
They can run them molasses off in lard stands. And they'd hold 7 gallons of molasses. And if they come along and want 7 gallons of molasses, why, you better have a stand of molasses.
Yeah. Say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into a container with a real narrow mouth, to keep the stuff from spilling out, you'd pour it through a... Okay, say if you were driving some horses and you wanted them to go faster, you might hit them with a...
Whip.
Okay. Did you use the same thing? Do you ever remember on mules? Would you use a whip for mules? Or would you have something different?
No, you use a whip for mules, same as a horse.
Do you remember having some other kind of work animal besides mules and horses? Something that was sort of a real big animal. I guess sort of like a steer, maybe.
Yeah, we used to, I worked plowed oxen. Two steers.
Uh-huh.
With a yoke on it.
What were they like? I've never seen those.
Well, you have a yoke, a piece of wood.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's about, I guess, 6-7 inches thick. And that's where it goes over their neck.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they pull them with the neck,
mm-hmm.
back of the neck. And it's hollowed out there where it fit the neck. And then there's two holes there. And there's a bow, what you call a bow. It's made out of wood, and it's bent, and you slip it up through there if you get that on the ox's neck.
Mm-hmm.
You put that yoke up over under his neck and up over his, in that limb hole in his yoke,
mm-hmm.
and put your pin in there to keep from dropping out. And then you have a chain, and in the middle now it's got a big ring fastened,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of that yoke. And you take a chain and put it to your plow and fasten it in that chain and pull your plow. I'll plow it.
What did you call that? You said if you had two of them working together?
A yoke oxen. Or a yoke cattle, you know.
Uh-huh. Were they bigger than...
Well...
Cattle?
Yeah, they were. Some of them was way...
More than that?
No, that's fine. Thank
was
you.
Was way 600-800 pounds.
Did you ever have more than two hitched up together?
No, I never. I didn't. I didn't. Plowing, they're not plowing for the other fella. And we had a yoke at home. Yeah, it's a yoke. It's a truck wagon.